producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Stiff drink. Okay. Ah. If you didn't win the Powerball, which is the case with everybody who bought a ticket, save three, then maybe you've mixed a stiff drink already. Or is there just so much to do about nothing? It's nice to think about what you could do. And as soon as the announcement was made that the... what was that? Huh? As soon as the... I've got another friend here. As soon as the announcement was made that it was Chino, California, Kenny, you and I stood up and took notice, right? I could have gone to Chino and bought the ticket. How come I didn't get mine there?
Yeah.
I bought both of mine yesterday in Arizona. And where'd you buy yours? Down the street, Kenny?
Yeah, just down the street from me. Here
down the street. Yeah, okay. So we have that economic news. How important... And that is, well, hopefully whoever got the money will be contributing to the health of our economy. Meanwhile, people are talking about the Chinese stock market and what has happened there. It's lost $3.25 trillion in value. But you think about, that's the size of the French stock market, by the way. Think about what it is that makes people buy and sell stocks. I'm talking about the individual, you, if you have stocks. How do you buy? How do you sell? Do you have somebody do it for you, or do you do it yourself? And when you do it yourself, is your decision based on emotion, fear? Fear's an emotion, I guess, in the manner of speaking. Sure it is. It's really kind of strange when you get down to, when you drill down into the reasoning. In my own experience, I have had some good stock, and I've had some good people monitoring it. And at certain times in my life, I haven't wanted to be risk. I was risk averse. I didn't want to take chances. I didn't want any risk. So I would tell this person to sell at a time when it was foolish. Every single time I sold stock, it was wrong. I should have kept it. I have one of the best examples I can come up with is Google. When I bought it, it was like $200, and I sold it at $3 because it looked like it was going down. I think it's about $7 now, if I'm not, maybe even more than that. So the reason I bring this up is because the people who own Chinese stock are like you and me. There are about 95 million people who have 95 million different accounts in China. And these people are pretty naive in general. Most of the things that I've read, Kenny, about the Chinese stock market and the people who hold the Chinese stocks, they are like the nouveau riche over here or nouveau riche anywhere. They're just experiencing, they're having their first time around the block with this sort of thing. So they're making a lot of mistakes. But the idea that you could lose some money because China's economy has gotten weaker has propelled the people, or many of them anyway, to get rid of what they ought not to get rid of. The sharp trading losses that come from people selling because they think the immediate situation is doomsday are foolish. So having said that, there are a lot of people that have to be schooled there and here and everywhere else. It doesn't keep the rest of the world from making the same silly mistakes. So as soon as the Chinese markets, there was about 4 or 5 days of this, there have been sharp trading losses there, and the Chinese government has now tried to buy some of its own stock back, the stock of its own companies. The circuit breakers that were instituted to shut down China's main markets. I think last week it was a couple of times when the shares went down by 7%. Regulators say the mechanism wasn't the main factor that caused the majority of people to get out of the market. So what is this hold? What is this lesson here for you? The lesson is that you sit down for 15 minutes and think, okay, do I want to sell this? Look at the companies that you buy. The most important thing is to buy stuff good when you're going in, not to take tips from your cousin or your uncle or your brother, but do things based on judgment. And normally, if you're buying good, healthy stocks, you're going to want to hold on to them. If you're not, you ought not to be there anyway. And so you're basing your decisions on what your cousin told you, the stock tip. Don't you love that? My cousin told me that the Whitney Bricks is going to be a big company. I'm buying into it. You don't know anything about Whitney Bricks. And so you've created a situation that probably isn't very healthy. Let's go a little further on this. Understanding how the Chinese stock market works, probably a good idea for many. Carter Daugherty is someone who is an expert in that field, and they're going to join us next here on Good Day, 13 minutes past the hour.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
The phone was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Let me get a sausage, egg, and cheese for sandwich.
Sure, right now they're 2 for $4, but is that how you say that?
Yeah, for sandwich.
Where I'm from, we say, cross sandwich! Try that.
Cross sandwich!
Wow, that took you 2 seconds. It took me years of practice.
I'm not you.
Kyle Dye with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 croissant breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
Karen, final question. You'll either walk out of here with $1 million or nothing. In what year did the Hicksonian Astrophysical Capital City fourth president invented? You have 5 seconds.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax helps turn complicated questions into simple ones that you can answer. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
The beginning of a new year started off right during Rite Aid's 2016 Starting Point, because every week through January 23rd, you can ring in the value with 1,000 Plenty Points worth $10 in savings when you spend $30 on participating products with your Wellness Plus with Plenty card. That adds up to big savings every week for the entire month, but only at Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Worth at least $10 from the 2 offers per card per week. Plenty is a rewards program. Terms and conditions apply. See plenty.com/terms for details.
We've invited Carter Daugherty here, senior international economics writer at the International Business Times. He reports on global economic developments with a particular focus on government policy. Mr. Daugherty, welcome to our Good Day program.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm one of these people who says you do nothing. Am I right? All of this hoopla, the news media, the financial news media. I mean, I find much more interesting the price of oil, how much money the airlines made last year, that kind of stuff, than worrying about what's going on in the Chinese stock market, because it really is going to be like our market. What goes down comes up again, right?
Not only that, I would bear in mind one important thing about the stock market, which is that very, very few non-Chinese actually own any bits of the Chinese stock market. So,
well,
directly
Chinese,
speaking, it's a very limited exposure.
What I understand is that only like 90 million people have interest in the Chinese stock market that are Chinese.
About 6% of the Chinese versus about 55% of Americans who are invested
right.
in stocks.
So why are we getting all worked up about this?
Well, these things do have ripple effects, and it's not so much the disarray, strictly speaking, in the Chinese stock market that we need to think about, but the disarray in overall economic policy. China's currency, which matters very much for trade affecting all Americans, has been declining. And more broadly speaking, the Chinese are a little bit of an inflection point. They have some decisions to make about rebalancing their economy away from this big dependence on big industry and exports and towards services and domestic consumption, and they haven't quite figured out how to square that circle yet.
All right, so let's talk about something else that seems to also be getting under the skin of some investors, and I don't know why. The price of oil is below $30 a barrel. And so people say, well, this is bad for the economy. No one, the average person doesn't get that at all because they're paying a lot less for fuel. They are, as a result, paying less for an airplane ticket. The airlines are making all kinds of dough. So why is this bad?
I wouldn't necessarily say it's unadulterated badness, so to speak, but you do have to think about energy producers, for example, in the North Dakota, where you had this big boom in American oil production, and that's tapered off as a result of the lower price. But you could also look on the bright side of that, saying that this is going to force the industry to shake out and become more efficient. So I think you'll find there are two sides of that.
So why do we have so much oil? What is there are different kinds of oil? I know there's West Texas Intermediate crude, whatever the heck that is, and then there's that's only something that we can run through two or three of the processors here, petroleum refineries in our country, but it's sold overseas, and then there are other grades that are more expensive. What do we need to know about the stockpiles?
What you need to understand is that there's been a shock from the demand and supply side. On the demand side, the slowdown in the Chinese economy in particular has limited demand for oil, far below what would have been expected, say, 2-3 years ago. And on the supply side, the technological revolution, you've probably heard of it, fracking, has dramatically increased the potential supply of oil, and it's done so in a way that was surprising to the traditional producers like Saudi Arabia. So they've in turn opened the taps to drive the price further down, and their goal is to drive out the higher cost producers and then eventually see the price rise. But whether they can pull that off is another matter.
Since the dollar is not gold backed, how about the relationship with oil to the dollar? Does oil dropping affect the dollar? Because the dollar is basically the world economy when it comes to oil.
There are some ripple effects there. Yeah, I wouldn't call them central to the price of oil, but yes, there are some effects there.
All right, that's pretty good. The other thing is the airlines and how much money they're making, and these other companies that are still charging, they have the balsam to charge a fuel surcharge. UPS and FedEx and the airlines are still, especially if you're flying to Europe or Asia, the fact they get away with that it boggles my mind, frankly. Good God. Making a lot of money, though. All right, Mr. Daugherty, good to have you here. Thank you for your expertise. Carter Daugherty with an overview of not only the stock market, but some other things influencing the economy as we work our way through the day. 21 after the hour on Good Day.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Normally, I would not do this more than once. I think yesterday or Monday, we had our time with David Bowie's legends and his music and that sort of stuff. But I found it actually quite fascinating, the amount of attention that has been given. I saw something this morning that wanted me that brought me back around this. I probably wouldn't have talked about it, except I saw an account on Facebook, I think, or Twitter, some one of the social media sites, and the headline was, "World is shocked by the death of David Bowie." I wasn't shocked. Richie, were you shocked?
I was not shocked. I thought him living to 69... You know, when you're a rocker, it's, you know, you're doing all right. Keith Richards is still around. That's a miracle.
Yeah.
But I was surprised. I think it was
shocked. Is that
well,
word?
Yeah, because
shocked.
No one knew how sick he really was. He didn't share that.
Shocking,
with
the right word. People
yeah.
surprised he died. Why would the world? The headline was, "The world is shocked."
Are they shocked?
By the death
or
of British musician David Bowie.
Huh? Are they saddened?
They're shocked. Yeah. He was a private guy, and he just put out a new album last week.
That's true.
I think that to hit him for that. I mean, the guy didn't.
I'm not hitting
he
him.
Suffered,
I'm not hitting
he suffered
him.
Privately. I mean, I'm not a huge
him.
David Bowie fan.
This
fan,
is not
but
about him. No, you're missing the point.
I
not
know.
About him.
I think people were truly shocked.
Well, I don't understand why. You need to get a life then if you were shocked by the death of David.
Apparently, yeah, for somebody that you cared a lot about whose music.
I don't know. I'm not disputing that. I just think the way that we overdo stuff in the sense that this guy had a big impact on pop music. What I find most fascinating, and actually I'm not glad he died, but I'm happy to know more about him as a human being because he has passed. Now that people have paid attention to him, he was a friend of Uri's, and I probably should ask Uri about him more. He was not very interested in singing his own music. He didn't think he had a good voice. He wanted to write music for other people, but he said in an interview that I saw this morning, nobody wanted to record his music, so he had to do it himself. And I thought that was an amazing admittance. I give him a lot of kudos. I mean, look at what's going on now. iTunes and all these downloads, this streaming. His stuff has zoomed to number one pretty much in every category you can come upon, right?
Happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the tweet that his wife, Iman, the model, the supermodel, sent out on July 9th, was just a couple days before he died.
Yeah.
Sometimes you will never know the true value of a moment until it becomes a memory.
Uh-huh. And you say that, thank you. We all make
quite the relationship, which I found most interesting, learning about after he died. I mean, I didn't realize how cool their love story was.
Was he still married to her?
Yeah. Had been for a while.
I didn't know he was still married to her. Because there were a lot of stories around about him being gay or bisexual or whatever.
Well,
and that, by the way...
He was.
And that bothers me. Why do people define others by stuff like that? Is it so unusual to be different? Why do people so...
Or do the people that are bisexual define themselves that way?
I have a different, you can tell by my tone, I got a lot different attitude toward him. He was addicted to drugs, a lot of problems with drugs early in his life, but I think he's been clean for, 30 some odd years?
Yeah, something like that. Since about 1980, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, so some observations, if you will, from my perspective, my perch on David Bowie, who, as it turns out, is still dead. 29 past the hour on Good Day. It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Tonight, my fellow colonists, welcome to day 341 of our occupation. From Carlton Cuse, the executive producer of Lost, comes a groundbreaking new series. Our choice is clear. Resist or die. Starring Josh Holloway of Lost.
I'm a collaborator.
And Sarah Wayne Kelly's of The Walking Dead.
You're putting a target on your back and on mine and on those children.
Colony premieres tonight at 10, 9 central on USA Network.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad. But boy, was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
January. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Ken Kessler and Kara Schillen on the Good Day program, with a focus on you and your health, which is one of the most popular things people tell us. If you're in Chattanooga, you're interested in your health. If you're in Huntsville, you're interested in your health. If you're in Vero Beach, you're interested in your health. Boise, hello to Selena, Kansas, and Topeka. Isn't there an actress, a Mexican actress? Or is that the singer who's named Selena, Kenny?
That was a singer.
Singer. All right. So see how my shiny penny is working well today? What do you need to know about your health and well-being? The President of the United States, in his State of the Union address, announced the launch of a moonshot of sorts. This one, though, is aimed at curing cancer. There are not a lot of specifics that came out that night or since then, other than that Joe Biden would lead the initiative. You'll remember that his son, Beau, died of brain cancer at the age of 46. That was last year. So the president said, let's make America the country that cures cancer once and for all. Curing cancer. There's a huge attachment of controversy on that because of the attitude that people in the cancer business have toward somebody trying to put them out of business, which is really, in essence, what the president said. Let's put the cancer people out of business by curing cancer. Great idea. Super idea. Maybe one of the best ideas that came out of the Tuesday night forum. Biden wrote about his plans on his verified Medium account. Now, I'm going to stop right there, Ken, because I don't know what a verified Medium account is. Is that some sort of a web or...
Yeah, medium.com is another, it's kind of like a social media site. But
is it?
It's
for politicians?
No.
No.
Just for politicians. Who are you? But it's for...
I've never heard of it before. How much do you use one?
No.
No. Kara, do you know anything about a Medium account? Do you ever see or use a Medium account?
No, I don't think so.
I'd be curious to hear from someone, just in case there's somebody out there that's used one. This is another shiny penny, but it intrigues me. 888-302-3684, and I'm betting it will intrigue a number of other people if they figure it out or get to the bottom of what it is. Or you can send us an email, Doug or Ken at DougStephan.com, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. So anyway, the bottom line here is that Biden is suggesting we increase resources both in the public sector and the private sector to fight cancer. So the first thing many people who don't like Joe or don't like the president said, okay, yeah, they're gonna create another big blockbuster bureau, and there'll be this chief and that czar, and put the brakes on that for a second. Calm down, relax, wait and see perhaps is the appropriate attitude. And the scenario is being set up in a different way. Certainly there's no love lost between the Republicans and the Democrats, certainly this president. So will that, when we think back to John Kennedy and how supportive people were of him and the initiative, part of it came from the fact that Kennedy was assassinated. And then the money was put up, you know, when Kennedy suggested we got to get a man on the moon by the end of the decade. That wasn't the people in the Congress of the United States at that point in time didn't rush out and say, OK, let's get this going. No, they waited until he was dead before that initiative was actually created in his honor, as it were, his legacy. So whether that happens, I mean, we know that we certainly wouldn't. But I don't even want to put words behind that. But is there the ability? Do we have the resources? Do we have the desire? Yeah. People who come. Is there anybody that's listening to this program right now that has not had some, in some way, shape, or form, a connection to cancer in his or her family? Kenny, have you been touched by cancer in your family?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Kara, have you been touched by cancer in your family?
Yes, I sure have.
Yeah, all right. So there it is. I have been in my family, and in several different circumstances. My oldest sister had breast cancer, and my former wife died from the complications of breast cancer. And you probably won't hear anybody on the air that's more negative about the resources that are brought to bear on the cancer treatment, the breast cancer treatment scenario, that especially comes about as a result of the groups that have gotten together and they just raise money more or less to benefit themselves. It's like the Republican Party, another shiny penny here, but I'm going to follow it. Yesterday I had a meeting with a fellow who was quite the operative in the Republican world. And the reference was made to the governor of South Carolina taking a shot at Donald Trump. And what the Republicans are good at the moment is eating their young, is destroying what could be a winning ticket because they don't like Donald Trump. They'd rather have him not there and lose, or have him there and lose, or have him... The picture, as they're painting it, is that we don't want Donald Trump. But the public wants Donald Trump. So is the Republican Party there to support the operation of the country or to support its own operation? Hello? Not for your good. And so I would tell you that those people who say that they want to fight cancer, yeah, but they don't want to win the fight because there's too much money in it. Now, I'm putting a lot of energy behind something that's pretty negative. So let's turn it around and figure out how that promise, or how the suggestion, or how the work can be done to share a lot of the good information, a lot of the work that's been done, a lot of the innovations, data, technology. There are a lot of ways to speed up research advances. There have been a lot of papers that have been written the last couple of days by people who are in this field who say, wow, we've got all kinds of possibilities here. This would be great. But none of them are from companies like Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Because Cancer Treatment Centers of America are happy to treat you if you have cancer, but they're out of business if there's a cure. I understand that philosophy. But there are a lot of people who are in research that work in those places that could add greatly to this effort. I'm just suggesting that there's a bit, with a bit of cynicism, that treatment is not as important as prevention. And as with the Affordable Health Care Act, which really isn't about your health at all, and didn't even the, it's an insurance bill, but the insurance bill didn't really have pay much attention to prevention. So the health care industry in our country is not aimed really at fixing health problems. It is interested in taking care of or treating. So there's money more in that than there is in preventing or curing, right? Prevention is the number one thing that ought to be in the focus of all of us, on everybody's mind. There are a lot of people doing research to develop ways to treat cancer, but new prevention measures will put a huge dent in the number of expected cancer diagnoses. The way you eat, the fact that you smoke, sugar in your system, stress on your system, all kinds of things. These are the sorts of things that ought to be taught in health curriculum in schools. But do we even have health curriculum in schools? There's a question, and the answer to that is, you figured it out, no. So let's do something intelligent. Let's spend some time with Dr. Ron Hoffman, who actually is the author of the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. We'll talk health with him in a moment. It's 43 past the hour here on Good Day.
The following was recorded at a Burger King drive-thru at breakfast.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Can I get a sausage, egg, and cheese crisp sandwich?
Sure can. Right now they're 2 for $4, but could you say that word again?
Crisp sandwich?
Oh, where I'm from we say, crisp sandwich!
Wow. Where are you from?
From behind this counter?
Piled high with thick-cut bacon or savory sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted cheese. Get 2 crisp sandwich breakfast sandwiches for just $4, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Call Quicken Loans now to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 3030.
Tonight, my fellow colonists, welcome to day 341 of our occupation.
From Carlton Cuse, the executive producer of Lost, comes a groundbreaking new series.
Our choice is clear. Resist or die.
Starring Josh Holloway of Lost.
I'm a collaborator.
And Sarah Wayne Callies of The Walking Dead.
You're putting a target on your back and on mine and on those children.
Colony premieres tonight at 10, 9 central on USA Network.
Hello, I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver in Leave It to Beaver. And 20 years ago, I almost died from type 2 diabetes. When I was diagnosed with type 2, I was shocked. My blood sugar was through the roof. Now, the very same natural remedies I use to control my type 2 diabetes are available for you in a super easy program called the Diabetes Solution Kit. And I should know it works. I use the very same techniques to drop 40 pounds of fat, get my blood sugar under control, and watch my type 2 diabetes fade into thin air. If you have diabetes, I urge you to try this step-by-step plan. It has all the natural techniques I used, and it works a lot faster, too. I'm Jerry Mathers, and if I can do it, you can do it, too.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to diabetic33.com. That's diabetic33.com now.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Dr. Ronald Hoffman, one of my favorites when it comes to medicine, the medical world of Ron Hoffman, is well demonstrated in his Intelligent Medicine newsletter. If you want to know what's going on, if you want to, this guy has over many years done a great radio program in New York. Many of you have heard him around the country. He is the medical director of the Hoffman Center in New York, and he has what it takes. And that's why I love reading the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Ron, did we have you hooked up?
Yes, indeed. Hi, how are you?
I'm well. How about you?
Excellent. Thank you for the kind words.
Well, they are true. I have great respect for you and what you've done. When people ask you questions, like somebody's going to come into your office today, and they're going to say, what's the story with Charlie Sheen? He was on with Dr. Oz yesterday.
Yeah.
He says he's off of his meds. He's been working with a Mexican doctor about the HIV. What really happens in circumstances like this? And I would imagine you've treated people who've had this malady over the years. Is there a he's going out of the country because he wants some alternative approach,
yep,
obviously, to his problem, right? Does it work? Are there alternative approaches that work to handle HIV and related problems?
You know, this has actually been a controversy for a long time. And initially, there was nothing on the conventional side to offer HIV patients. So you remember the movie Dallas Buyers Club?
Yes.
Which was about those early days when the conventional medicines were really toxic, making people sick, and people were looking for alternatives. They were grasping at straws. And in the movie, and this is actually the way my practice looked like in the late 1980s, early 1990s, when the AIDS epidemic hit New York, we were doing whatever we could to support the health of these guys, giving them intravenous vitamin C, giving them bootleg drugs that were antivirals, and so that was plausible then, but we've turned the corner on HIV, and this is for real. As much as you may have suspicion about conventional medicine, about, you know, the motives of the pharmaceutical industry, and about the lack of efficacy of certain cancer treatments, we really have nailed it down on HIV treatment, and people who have HIV should be getting conventional treatment. That doesn't mean that they shouldn't be taking vitamins and doing natural things. I happen to have a little inside information on the doctor who has gone to in Mexico. He's a very charismatic cancer practitioner. I don't know that he has a purchase on HIV. He has some controversial techniques, and he's very, very persuasive. And, you know, we're talking about Charlie Sheen, a guy who is, you know, maybe a little, shall we say, eccentric. Yeah, and easily might fall prey to the claims of a practitioner like this. And so he may do this for a while, but it's very likely that cooler heads will prevail, and he'll go back on his HIV medications when he sees his numbers go sky high. Because
one of the things, though, that we know in this country is the president said he put Joe Biden in charge of finding a cure for cancer.
Oh, yeah, we're in good shape now.
Yeah. We don't want to find a cure. I was trying to be non-political about it. The idea of finding a cure, though, for cancer, when we have guys being harassed like Brzezinski in Houston, who has treated how many thousands of people that had tumors and been successful with like 94% of them, and the government wants to run them out of business.
Well,
you know,
it's
a joke.
It's very interesting. Yeah, it's interesting because Nixon officially declared war against cancer. You remember when? What year that was? That was 1971. Okay, and we were going to, you know, have like a moonshot project, and within, you know, a decade, we were going to conquer that disease. Well, it's now 2016, and we're initiating another moonshot type project. We can do it. We're Americans, American ingenuity. And look, we've made a lot of strides towards treating cancer, but you know, part of the problem is that we're using the wrong paradigm. We're developing very, very expensive targeted medications that people won't be able to afford.
All right. Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Sign up for it at Dr. Hoffman with two S, drhoffman.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
IBS and
what is that?
Irritable bowel syndrome.
What?
Irritable bowel syndrome?
Oh, God.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Sorry, I cut through the bone. Make it hard. Leave you alone.
Oh, by the way, I destroyed all your little throw pillows. Yeah, because throw pillows suck, okay? They serve no purpose. They're purely decorative.
Funny movie.
I love throw
pillows.
Very cute.
But they are purely decorative. Actually, I was laying on a couple last night watching the game.
Yeah,
so.
I use them when I'm taking a nap on the couch. They're very helpful.
You know, I didn't should tell you if they're just going to let Komodo dragons run loose around the hotel.
Really?
That's movie music from Beck called Lost Cause from Along Came Polly, which was the number one movie this week in 2004. I don't remember that movie at all.
Great movie.
Yeah, is it? Why? What made it great?
It was fun. It was
great.
It
had
cute,
a good
funny
relationship, on-screen relationship. It was fun.
Really? Mm-hmm. Who was
lots
in it? Who
chemistry
started?
Ben Stiller and Jennifer Aniston.
Jennifer Aniston.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So he gets in a lot of these movies, like the one Along Comes Mary.
That was when this was his big comedy time. Yeah, you know, it sort of ended now, but that was when he was doing a lot of comedy.
I never understood. I don't get him at all. I just do not get him.
You're stuck on the stupid Ben Stiller. You're not.
I don't know.
You haven't seen the A Night at the. What is it? Night,
no, I haven't.
The
Museum.
The Museum. Funny. No. Funny.
Well, what makes you average?
What's the ones with
De Niro? The
show
that
got
married. Meet the Parents.
Yeah.
Meet the Parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That was My thought for the day today comes from actress Julia Louis-Dreyfus, who is 55 years old today. Her thought, the best way to make a difference in the world is to start by making a difference in your own life. I would say in your own world, too, as well. That's a good provocative things to think about. I think the announcement tomorrow for the Oscar nominations, right? By this time tomorrow, we'll know who's been nominated. In the meantime, I want to spend some time talking about John Krasinski and 13 Hours, the movie of the week, coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard. When you're looking for something a little different, crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Banjo.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
All right, let's. I'm going to be upfront here, as I normally am, about this. One of the reasons I'm interested in this movie, 13 Hours, has nothing to do with Hillary Clinton or actually what happened over there in Benghazi at all. It seems that my son, who you've heard me talk about before, has been writing, he and his partner have been working for about 8 years on various scripts, mostly. They eke out a living cleaning up bad scripts. There are lots of people that write, that have big names, that write scripts that are awful. And then they go to guys like my son and his bread
and
butter.
But the premise is good. And
yeah, right.
The basic storyline is good.
Right. So anyway, they wrote a story. They wrote a movie, a script for a movie that was based on Benghazi. But it took place in a South American country, but it's basically everything that this movie is without being in Benghazi. So they were told that the script would sell and we would know next week, or he would know next week, whether they're going to make the movie or not, based on what happens this weekend. This is how silly and crazy this business is. If this movie has a good, strong opening this weekend, they're going to green light the other movie and make it. So it'll be his first foray into success as a writer on his, you know, on his, with his own name. So
well,
I think,
what do they base the connection on? Just the fact that a movie like that,
people
did,
will go see this movie.
That they're interested.
That they're interested in the concept.
Yeah, in the concept.
Okay, so it has nothing to do with the actual movie, 13 Hours. No, it's just the concept is yep. good. Let's do it. It's,
right, that'll be a word, how it happens.
So, crossing our fingers.
My self-serving suggestion is go see the movie.
It looks fun. It looks not fun, but it looks interesting.
Interesting movie. 59 past the hour.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.